Okay, I have a question to start us off.
Yes.
And I think this will give a lot of insight to our feelings about this album. If you had to pick between only being able to listen to your least favorite song on Emails I Can't Send versus your favorite song on Short and Sweet, which one will you pick?
Emails I Can't Send. For sure. I think this album, like, okay, sure, I liked maybe one or two songs.
Wait, Emails I Can't Send or Short and Sweet?
Short and Sweet.
Oh, okay.
But, like, okay, yeah, maybe I liked a few, but they're not phenomenal, but I would, like, just love to go back to them.
Okay.
They're just so great in comparison to the rest. That's what I feel like. Yeah, what about you?
I think I agree. So I'm thinking about what my least favorite song from Emails I Can't Send was. And I feel like compared to this album, I would still pick it. But actually, I don't know. I really liked Don't Smile. Like, I think that could... I will... Okay. Okay, judging.
I'm trying to not, but, like, I generally just don't understand.
You sound so condescending right now. But, yeah. I don't know. It's okay. A toss-up.
Okay. Yeah. I can see that. I really liked, What Are Girls?
Is that what it's called?
That's what yeah. They... So maybe I would pick that over my least favorite Emails I Can't Send song.
That's my least favorite song from Short and Sweet.
I actually, like, I don't know how we have such different minds when it comes to music. But then, like, we're so similar on every other aspect.
That's a good point. I guess to say what we are doing, basically, we were listening to Short and Sweet by Sabrina Carpenter together. And as people who were longtime fans, mm-hmm. we wanted to kind of give our take on the album, even though we are, like, many, many months late.
Yeah. We wanted to do this for so long. Like, every time we met together for a podcast meeting, we'd be like, oh, have you listened to the album yet? And now I guess we finally had the chance to, so it's good. We finally caught up.
Not the album?
Yeah. What?
I thought you were going to say, it's good, the album.
Oh, and no, it's like... good that we, like, finally caught up to the album.
Okay, I guess I'll just get into our thoughts in order.
Yeah.
First is Taste.
Taste. Started off strong.
It was really good.
Yeah, I feel like for this one, it's pretty catchy. I like the way it built up, and this is one of the ones where I don't mind it being so, like, underwhelming. I feel like it's a good aspect of the song.
I think also the music video. You need to watch the music video, Parmina.
Okay.
It really, like, leveled up the song for me. Like, I liked it before, but with the music video, I think keeping that in mind, I like it even more.
Okay, yeah. This one, I don't know what we gave it.
I think I gave it an 8.5 out of 10.
Okay.
What did you give it?
A 7, I think. Oh, 7.5? Maybe.
Yeah, it was a good start.
Yeah, it was a pretty good start.
It was really good. This was my top 3.
Yeah, I know. I thought it would all go uphill from here, but clearly I was wrong.
I think probably, and thinking about it, don't mean I care. Yeah, I know, I've been known to share.
The way you said that was really funny.
Thank you. I just like songs where the singer mentions that they're singing. Like, it's like breaking the fourth wall. I like that.
Oh, I kind of don't like that. Like, I know a lot of people love the, and I'm a singer, because I'm a singer.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't.
You're so different from me, though.
So much.
You're not like other girls.
No, Jenny, just don't. Like, they're so catchy, but I don't enjoy listening to them.
You're so quirky.
No, I get it. Different taste.
Different taste.
Yeah. I need to look for my hate line. Okay, I love the part where she's, I guess this is more of a vocal thing, but I like the part where she's like, heard you're back together.
And
I love the way she sings that.
This is such a good pop song. Like, it's so poppy.
Yeah.
So catchy.
I agree. This is, like, one of the highlights of the album, I would say, for me.
Okay, moving on. I feel like everyone and their mother has heard of this song. Please, please, please.
Oh my gosh. When it first came out, I don't know, I saw it. This is one of the ones where I've watched the music video. I think the others I did not, but this one I saw it. And I really like the music video, I will say.
I didn't watch it. What do her and Barry do in the music video?
I kind of forgot. I think, yeah, I can't really describe it. Oh, she was in a jail cell.
Oh!
Or he was in a jail cell. And then she comes out. I don't know what the plot of the music video was, but I remember really liking it and her including Barry in it. So, yeah. And I know everyone was saying, oh, this could be, like, whatever way this goes, even if she ends up breaking up with him, it's gonna be, like, really iconic for her to include him in this because it's just gonna prove her right. So, I agree with that.
Can I say something?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't like Please, Please, Please.
Like, the song.
The song. Like, it was fine, but I didn't... I don't know, I just didn't... I didn't like it. Like, besides maybe, like, the bridge, maybe. Besides that, I didn't really like the rest.
I really disliked it.
Oh, so we much. Finally agreed on something.
I really disliked it. Even the... Oh, this is gonna sound bad again, but even the parts where, like... You know, the most iconic parts.
Oh, like when I did my makeup so nice?
Yeah.
And like Heartbreak is One Thing.
Yeah. Like the Heartbreak is One Thing part, like I found myself singing along to it, but just like I really didn't like it.
This is just. Espresso or Please, Please, Please? Because I like Espresso a lot better than Please, Please, Please.
Oh, did you? I think I like Please, Please, Please more. No, Espresso just sounded like so many random words put together and then all just making a song.
But me, Espresso.
Yeah, I don't like that. Not at all. I felt like it's too poppy for me. Like, there was no point to the song, if that makes sense.
Mm.
With Taste, it's like, at least there's a point to the lyrics, you know? I see where she's going with it, but then...
Wait, for Espresso or Please, Please, Please?
For... Espresso.
Okay.
And Please, 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 she's saying like, oh, don't break my heart, like, I know you're going to go a lot, but what's the point of Espresso? Like, I don't see it.
Okay, for Please, 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 this is really bad timing, but do you have a favorite or in your case, least favorite line?
Let me look through.
I like the, don't bring my tears when I did my makeup so nice. I like that.
I like it vocally, yeah.
I didn't like the, if you don't want to cry to my music, don't make me hate you prolifically.
What? I don't like that either. Yeah. Was it just because of what she was saying? Or in what sense do you not like it?
I noticed that I like the little self-aware...
Meta part.
But I feel like, I didn't like this one. I feel like there's just a degree where I'm like, okay, now you're just being meta, but it's not... Yeah. It's not hitting. It's not doing its thing.
I really agree. Oh my gosh, you know, I was laughing while you were saying that because it reminded me of, like, that one interview we were watching in class where they were like, oh, this is so meta because it's blah, blah, blah. I was just like, whenever someone mentions it in a sentence like that, I find it so funny.
Wait, what interview?
The arts field.
Oh!
Yeah. Okay, I didn't like... And we could love so happily if no one knows that you're with me.
Do you want to explain?
I didn't like it. I can't explain. There's that, yeah. I wish I could explain better.
I was going to say, I was looking at your necklace, so I feel like it's really giving emails I can't send.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I see that a lot. Oh, bring back the emails I can't send era.
I don't think we have much else to say.
Yeah, it was a very popular song. I can see why it went popular.
Okay, next we have Good Graces. I think I really like this, but you not as much.
You need to remind me what the song
is. It's the one where you gave it like a 4. Okay, wait, look at the lyrics. Maybe this will remind you.
I don't remember what the song sounds like at all, which is... just goes to show the extent where this is...
I really liked it!
What?
Okay. I feel like the chorus is really catchy and... Oh my god, stop lying, I swear to god.
I can't even remember it saying that, like, I'm not even lying, I don't know what it sounds like.
I feel like it was cute, it was R&B, it was reminding me of Ariana Grande a lot. Like, I was vibing.
The thing is, I feel like most Ariana Grande songs I like, they're the ones that are either really sad or, like, really, like, You know, they're very well meant. Like, I don't know, the ones where you can kind of scream them out at the top of your lungs. But then I don't like her really fade into the background songs. And this one is definitely a fade into the background for Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh, I remember you were saying this is like something that would play at Forever 21.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And I don't really like the songs. Like, they're okay if you just want to do something. You want to listen to something while you're, I guess, looking for clothes, shopping, but not while I'm doing anything else. I would never willingly listen to this.
Okay.
That was so passionate of me, but
No, speak your truth.
I can't even pick a fair song, like line from this because I don't remember what it sounds like when she said it.
Is there anything? Is there anything that you like or dislike that you wanted to talk about?
About a song? No, because I don't remember this. I generally need to listen to this like 5 times to know what it sounds like. What about you, though?
I like the part where she says, "You should stay in my good graces, or I'll switch it up like that so fast." I think she sings it really well.
Okay.
I don't think I have a least favorite part. Like,
Whoa.
I had a line that I liked, and the song was good. I gave it, what did I give it? I gave it like a 9 out of 10.
That's really high.
And you gave it like a, what did you give it?
Four, I
Four.
guess. Or three. Yeah. This was, I think, my three.
Okay, I'm hoping the next songs are a bit better. Okay, I'm gonna be honest, I don't even remember this song. Sharpest Tool.
I remember this one from the verse. Like, I remember the lyrics because I was looking at them.
I like the story she was kind of telling.
I agree. I feel like it started off so strong, and I thought it was going to lead to a great chorus where I was going to really like it.
But it's just, we never talk about it.
Yeah, I feel like it's vocally pleasing to hear, though, that we never talk about it.
I think the verses were really strong, but I wish the chorus
Yeah.
had was like, because the verses and the pre-chorus build up to something, and the chorus just fell a bit flat, I feel like, whereas it should have been really big.
The problem with these songs, in my opinion, is that they seem lazy to me.
Oh,
Like,
it's a hot take.
you can hear them on TikTok, and then it's that one short clip, and then you'll be like, wow, this is a great song. But then if you listen to the actual entire song, there's no sustenance in the song. You can't, like, it's just that one clip that has something, and then the rest is just so boring and repetitive and
Romina, which clip do you think is the one that has something? Like, what do you
from this
think
one,
brings people in?
I feel like starting from I'm looking for an answer in between the lines. Lying to yourself if you think we're fine. You're confused and upset, but we never talk about it. And then, I don't know, someone will do a transition or something, and then, or like moving on for something, and then.
I respectfully disagree.
Okay,
I
about
feel
which
like
part?
about it being a TikTok song that says that only one part is good and then everything else is mediocre.
Okay.
I feel like it is quite a catchy song. And I think that, yes, though we don't talk about it, it's like very repetitive, but I think it does fit in with the rest of the song.
That's the problem with me, because I don't like the rest of the songs. But yeah, I see.
Can we title this like two people with completely opposite
Yeah,
opinions
I
or
feel like we're
something?
not going to agree on
The
anything.
first time that we are not alike. Let's go.
That's actually good.
This is
Okay, do you have anything you like from the song? Like any favorite lines
I do
or
like a lot. I really, really like the outro. Like the vocal layering and everything. I really, really, really like the outro.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you have anything you like from this song? I don't know why I'm asking this
I
question.
like the verse, okay?
What verse?
I like the bridge, I think. And the part was like, all the silence is just your strategy because it leaves you so top of mind for me. So that part I enjoyed.
I think I mentioned in our reaction video we did on like TikTok or something, but I really like the phrase just top of mind.
Yeah, and I mentioned how well I can see you liking that. Like, it seems like a Santa
You've
phrase.
been so passive aggressive this entire
It's not even
episode.
passive-aggressive, I'm just saying.
You got so defensive so quickly. Okay, next is coincidence. Well, let's spill all the tea. Allegedly.
Oh,
Speculated. It's speculated to
right.
spill tea about Sean and Camila.
I did not know this was even going on, but I don't know, it doesn't make sense to me why there would be like 2 songs about this if they're only like reported to date.
Well, maybe they did date, but like no one knew.
Okay. But this is like, okay, I feel like this is the point where I started realizing her songs remind me a lot of like a female Harry Styles. It was like the na-na-na-na part. And I don't know, the instrumentals, I guess, but I like this one a lot.
Me too. I really liked, I was not expected to say this, but I really like the country vibe it had going
Yeah,
on. It's
I
gonna be
agree.
like campfire sing along, but in a good way.
I agree. I feel like this one was actually one of the top songs for me.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. And I like the, I don't know, for this one, it did not feel lazy, I guess, with the lack of lyrics in the chorus or pre-chorus. No, post-chorus with all the na-na-na-na. I feel like it fit in well to the song. I could appreciate.
I really like the thing she talks about, like, what a surprise, your phone just died. I love being messy, like seeing those messy lyrics.
I feel like also her rhymes are pretty satisfying to hear.
Okay. Oh, I really like the line, now her name comes up once, then it comes up twice, and without her even being here, she's back in your life.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I feel like also the country vibe fit for the song, if that makes sense. Like it elevates it to an extent.
But yeah, coincidence? I really liked it, honestly. I think I gave it an 8 out of 10.
I think I might have gotten a 5, but I want to raise that now to like
Okay.
a 6.5.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a very solid song.
But you said all these nice things, and it's just a 6.5.
No, it's just like in compare because I feel like the rest of this album I just dislike so heavily that I shouldn't be praising this one for just being
Okay.
better than the rest.
Valid.
Yeah.
Valid.
Okay,
Next
next one
one.
is Bad Chem.
Very popular on TikTok.
Yeah, I realized I heard a snippet of it and I didn't know it was from Bad Chem, but I knew it.
I really like this. It's so catchy and so R&B.
Oh, okay.
Say your piece. Go on.
I feel like okay, you didn't pull out the song lyrics, but okay, this one is a lot of the talky singy thing,
Oh
you know what I
yeah.
mean? And I just don't like that.
Yeah, I also don't like it, but I feel like Sabrina, when she does it, I like it a bit better. I feel like she does it better than a lot of other people who do it.
Yeah, but I think I've just gone too used to it. Like it's
Yeah.
especially with a lot of her songs on the radio that I'm hearing it so often.
Can I say something shady?
Yeah, of
I
course.
think it's interesting that you don't like when people sing talk, but you like Gracie Abrams.
Oh, how do you know I like Gracie Abrams?
You just seem like someone who likes Gracie Abrams.
Whole assumption in of itself.
Don't like Gracie Abrams?
Oh my God, I do seem like a Gracie Abrams type, don't I? But I don't know her songs. I've only listened to like that one trending on TikTok.
Oh, I love you. Or I miss you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that one, like it's been flooding my
Oh my God.
page.
I can't believe you listened to Gracie Abrams.
No, a lot of people have been telling me to, at least I like Taylor Swift, but I'm not like I like the one I listened to though, so I think if I listened to her more, I would.
I'm sorry that I misjudged you.
Yeah.
That was wrong of me.
Wait, did she do the talky singing thing?
Yes. She does
Really?
like a lot of like the whisper talking singing thing too.
Oh. Yeah, I feel like I would not enjoy that. Unless I do.
You sound such a Gracie Abrams girl. I'm sorry. I just feel like
Maybe I
you're
should
on that
do
path.
an episode introducing me to it. I feel like it's
Would
more
love
interesting.
to, but I don't know that many Gracie Abrams songs. I know maybe like two or three. Maybe we can
Okay.
explore it together after we
Yeah.
do Harry Styles and
Bad Bunny.
Not sure, Sarah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, overall, Bad Chem, there was so it felt like the whole song was like that, especially the chorus to me. And I know it's supposed to be catchy, but I just didn't like it at all.
I feel like the line, like, where art thou? Like the Shakespearean talk. I thought that was really funny.
Okay,
I
yeah.
like how you're just like, I'm glad you feel that way.
Yeah, no, I definitely understand why. Something is preventing me from liking that. I don't know what I gave it before, but I'm gonna give it like a 3, maybe. What about you?
I'm gonna give it an 8.75.
So high.
I will say one thing I don't like is I know I like the self-aware meta. I'm singing a song, ha ha ha. But I don't like the end, just like a little fade out. Like I hate it when the ending is very like Meta. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. I could see it on screen. I know I wouldn't like it.
I also don't like songs that end with them, like, laughing. I don't know what it is. I just don't like it when the song ends off on them laughing.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know if this applies to this song, but, like, in general.
Yeah, I feel like... I know she's known for her, like, laughs and songs, but I've heard that too many times. Like, one too many times, okay? It's just one... Too many of one thing is getting me to dislike it.
Fair.
Yeah. So I guess that's all I have to say for this one. Do you have anything else?
Not really. Okay, moving on to the one everyone knows, Espresso.
Oh, yes. The one thing I, like, if I were to associate the song with one thing, it's like the Nintendo Switch part. That's all. Yeah.
I kept calling it Espresso, and I was like, no, it's Espresso.
I didn't know what I was saying until I looked up the lyrics. I realized I was singing a lot of it wrong, if that makes sense. Yeah. Do you like this one?
I do like this one, but the thing is, it's kind of everywhere, so I like it, but it is a bit overplayed. So will I listen to it and vibe to it if it comes on? Yeah, but would I listen to it, like, would I put it on myself? Probably no, just because I've heard it a lot. But maybe if the hype dies out in a bit, I'll probably get back into listening to it. What about you?
Can I tell you the lines I don't like at all?
Yeah, of course.
Says, switch it up, down, left, right, oh, boom.
Oh, something, something like Nintendo.
I hate that.
Is there, like, a reason why?
It just, it feels, once again, like, lazy writing to me. Like, oh, well, sure, I'm going to make this rhyme, and then, whoa, that sounds good. But to me, it doesn't. Yeah, I really wish I could like it, but I can't. It just bothers me to a point where I can't listen to it.
Is there any other part that bothers you the same way the Nintendo wind-up?
I don't like the part where, like, I don't like the chorus at all, where it's like, now he's thinking about me every night, oh, well. Yeah. I wouldn't listen to this on my own, that's the thing. What about you?
Like I said before, I feel like I do like it, but it's really, it's everywhere. So if it comes on, I will listen and I'll enjoy it, but I wouldn't put it on myself because I've heard it so many times.
Is this the Shake It Off equivalent?
I feel like it's reaching that. Or maybe it's even more? Like, I feel like it has the potential to be even more. It already has, like, 1.2 billion streams or something.
Oh, wow.
In, like, what, 6 months? 7 months?
See, the thing about that is... No, you know what? I'm just gonna... Yeah.
No, you should say your thing.
I was gonna say, like, why is a song that is so, like, not thought out getting this many views? And then there's so many great songs out there, like, with a lot more intricate songwriting, but then they're, like, very unknown.
Well, the thing with pop music is it's just about how catchy you are, right?
But I don't like that. Why? Like, it just feels lazy to me.
You can start the revolution. Changing pop.
No, I swear, I liked Sabrina so much before, like, her songs.
I think my favorite line is, where is it? Wait, where is it? Is it not here? Oh, mine is, like, it's a really beast line I like, but I just like, I'm working late, because even though, like, you hate it.
Oh, I'm yeah, I was gonna say, this one is one of the lines I really hate, actually, even more than the chorus. Like, the singer part, I can see why it's, you know, hits the right note for some.
Did you see the video where Adele was at a concert or something? She was like, you know, I really love that one Sabrina Carpenter song. I really relate to that line, like, I'm working like, because I'm a singer. I really vibe with that. And I was like,
Adele?
That. Oh my god.
Sabrina. Well, I really Adele knows.
Like, everyone knows. Yeah. Everyone knows Espresso and Sabrina.
Yeah. She's reached a very, very, like, popular note.
She's reached a peak pop star. Right now, at least.
Yeah. This is, like, it still strikes me as so strange every day. Because all this happened, like, the span of 1 year. And she's been going at it for so long, too.
Not even 1 year. Like, since, maybe, I guess, around 1 year. But her, like, main pop girl thing. It's less than a year, I think.
Yeah.
I think opening for Taylor did it. Like, that was a broad.
I agree. And Gracie opened for Taylor, too. And I feel like that kind of helped her, I guess, get at least TikTok famous. I'm surprised. I guess she's been doing it longer, but I feel like, I don't know why Sabrina in specific got like really popular. Meanwhile, Gracie stayed like, I guess, on TikTok.
Maybe it has to do with her talk singing. Respectfully.
Also, I don't know, but can you?
Oh, sorry.
I wonder if like Sabrina is enjoyed by the male population.
Probably. Like, I feel like you don't get, you know, the number one on the charts
for
5-10 weeks straight or whatever without at least some. Yeah.
I feel like in comparison, Gracie isn't as well liked by everyone.
Because she doesn't sing, she just talks. No, that's a bit mean. I can appreciate her style of music.
I feel like I don't know what you're talking about, so I'm going to need to listen to it later. Afterwards.
If we have time, I'll show you a few after.
Okay.
But this is kind of it. I think everyone knows Espresso. Everyone off on to Dumb and Poetic, which I kind of forgot how it sounds.
This is such a short song.
I really like the line, just because you talk like one doesn't make you a man, just because you leave like one doesn't make you a man. I really, really liked that. Her prose, it's good. Her wordplay is always, and like all of these songs, I think, is pretty good usually.
See, the thing about this one is I feel like the songwriting is pretty good. If I heard it in a slower way, in a kind of, in more of a Taylor Swift folklore way, I would really like it. If that makes sense.
Also, I think like that's not what Sabrina is. Like, yeah. She's not going to be a folklore exactly. girl.
That's why I just can't. Yeah, it's just not for me, but it's like for so many people.
Okay, besides that one line, I don't really remember how the song sounds, so I'm gonna give it a 4 out of 10.
Okay.
Like, it just didn't click for me, I think, at least sonically.
What I agree with that. I feel like there's not any parts that stand out for me, but I do like the songwriting for this one if I just were to see the words on a screen, so maybe actually a 4 for this one as well. Yeah.
We finally agreed.
Yeah.
I think there's not much to say, but I think we'll have a lot to say about, maybe not this next song, but
Slim Pickens.
This is
the country song.
Yeah, this is also like really country.
Yeah, I was confused. Like, I like that she's experimenting, but I was wondering why. It's interesting though. Oh, I saw this one country singer and I really liked her, but she was doing a cover of a Sabrina song. Like, country version.
Who was it?
Oh, I don't know her name. Oh, her name is Willow, I think.
Will Smith's daughter?
No, not that one. It was this girl with red hair on TikTok.
I do not know Anyways, her, but she sounds great.
Her cover of a Sabrina song was really good. I feel like Sabrina's experimenting with country music. The sound is pretty... Like, I like her. I like the sound.
I really like the line. Guess I'll end this life alone. I'm not dramatic. These are just the thoughts that pass right through me. I feel like this is very relatable. Like, always just thinking, oh, all these like dramatic thoughts and swearing they're not dramatic.
Yeah, I feel like this is one of the more relatable songs if you were to like just look at the lyrics. But once again, it didn't stand out to me as much.
Me neither, to be honest. So I'm going to give it a 5.25 out of 10.
I feel like this was a pretty clever song, so maybe I'll give it a 4.5.
I know we're kind of going through a couple, but I feel like if we like a song, we have a lot to say. We will say a lot. I think with Juno, we have a lot to say.
Yeah, for this one.
I liked it!
Yeah, I remember not, like, I thought it was going to be another one of those H&M, Zara background music songs, but then I heard the chorus and then this one turned really well.
I really, really like this. Like, I think this is a solid 8.9 out of 10 for me.
How can you, like, Don't Smile more than this?
Don't Smile is so good!
No, I was only going to the background music one, okay?
How do you like Why Do Girls? I was like, falling asleep while we were listening.
Like, it was a nice, pretty song. I like sad songs. I think that's the problem.
It's okay.
It automatically makes it better for me.
I was saying this during the reactions we were doing on TikTok, but I think you like the sad songs and I like the groovy songs, so that's why we have such different tastes.
Yeah. And that shows in our rankings, too.
I really like the guitar solo.
Me, too.
It was so good.
Yeah, I feel like the instrumentals here were really good. And the bridge. I remember you saying you did not like it, but I thought the sound was so, like, pleasing to hear, and it just fits so well. Yeah. But I know you didn't really like it as much as the rest.
No, but I feel like the chorus made up for it. The chorus was so catchy, so good.
Yeah, the chorus was good as well. I can agree on that. This one was like, I might have given it lower in the TikTok rankings, but I feel like thinking back on it, it's like a solid 7.5 maybe.
I would give this an 8.9. Wait, did I already say my ranking?
I don't know.
I'll say it again, I guess. I give it 8.9.
Okay. Yeah.
This next song is Harmita's favorite, Lie to Girls.
Oh my gosh, I wish I could just like show the audience if they haven't heard it. Like, you need to know how good this song is. It starts off so great. In the first, like, in our TikTok reactions, I was not talking for this one because I was just trying to like savor the moment of hearing such a great song in this album. Which was so rare after, like, that series of bad songs.
I remember, like, we were both really quiet, and I was thinking, is Harmita also really quiet because she has nothing to say? And then you were like, Santa, this is so good. And I was like, huh? Are we on the same wavelength here?
No, I thought you were quiet because you were like, wow, I've been like, we need to, like, actually take in these words. Like, these are so good.
No, I was like, oh, this is what we're going with. I'm sorry, I've become, like, really shady.
It's good, it's good.
I should not say anything about you being shady. I'm being just as shady. Okay, can you tell me what you liked about this song?
Okay, this one, I can already tell by the song that it's going to be kind of, I guess, like, Sabrina showing her personality, like, getting back at someone in a kind of way. But then, as it went off, it started pretty slow, and then the chorus itself was also slow, but I feel like the instrumentals and the whole vibe of it overall made me like it a lot. I feel like it can be a comfort song in a kind of way. You know, I can imagine myself sitting, maybe studying or just doing something, listening to my headphones to the song. What about you? What makes you dislike it so much?
I feel like it's not that it's slow. Like, I like slow songs, but I feel like it wasn't really a melody that I could get on to. I seem very aimless and underwhelming.
Mm.
Which is why I'm going to give it my worst rating of the albums. I'm going to give it a 3.8.
Okay.
10.
And I think this was my highest ranking, and I think I gave it like a 9.7.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
This is like very high for me. I don't know, just...
9.7?
I would listen to this song my own time.
I'm really happy you found a song you like this much from the album. I was not expecting this after.
Yeah, and I feel like if I listened to it again, I would like it even more. Maybe you should try listening to it again.
I should.
Like, you haven't heard the song.
No, I feel like, okay, to be fair, I think when I listen to an album for the first time, like, it takes me a couple listens to actually really understand and, like, get into the song. So maybe. But I feel like this song will be an exception to that rule.
Well, we said that about the Tortured Poets Department, and we changed our minds a lot about that. So, why won't the same happen with this?
We'll have to see then. We'll have to see.
I wish we made an episode for that, like the Tortured Poets
Department. I know, instead of just texting each other.
Yeah, we had a lot of thoughts.
And do you remember, we were listening, one of us was listening to it in order, and one of us was not.
That was you.
So, we never had, like, a... Our songs never matched up, so we were reporting on different songs at the same time.
Oh, yeah, and then you were like, oh, this is gonna be a bit bad, and then I was like, oh, I don't want to get to it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite line
from this one? Okay, I love the chorus. It goes on, like, you don't have to lie to girls if they like you, little lie to themselves. But the way she says it, it's just... It gives me kind of the same vibes as Lacey from Olivia Rodrigo.
Mm.
But not, like, I know they're very different songs, but it's just, I would listen to them if I put them in a shared playlist.
I really like the outro. I'll give them that. I really, really like the outro.
I agree. The outro for this one was great and had layering of the vocals, too.
I really like the line. I've never seen an ugly truth that I can't bend to something that looks better. I really liked it.
Yeah, I remember I was listening. I like that too, so we can agree on something at least.
Then moving on to the actual best song on the album, Don't Smile.
I can't say anything for this one because I remember while listening to it, I couldn't even absorb the words. It was just already going off into some other place because it just sounds so bland.
Do you not like this part? This part went like viral.
No, it sounded like the way she said it. I didn't think it was a big part of the song.
Well, okay, Parmita.
Well, what makes you like it so much? Explain.
Don't know how to explain, but okay, when we were listening it together, I was just so kind of like how you were with Lie to Girls. I was so entranced. I was just sitting there and I wasn't really thinking anything. I was just absorbing this song. And then you broke into my thoughts with a very loud, "Wow, this is boring," or something like that. I really like that, and I like how she took that like common phrase and kind of reworked it in the song. Like, don't smile because it happened, cry because it's over. And I think it was very R&B, very slow. It reminded me a bit of Ariana. Her vocals remind me so much of Ariana.
Yeah, her vocals do remind me of Ariana too.
And I don't know, it was really. I don't know how to explain it. I was just vibing so hard. I
Okay,
was
I'm
like,
glad you have
wow.
that. Yeah.
Okay, do you have anything you'd like to say, good or bad?
Or bad. I guess what you said about like her taking a popular saying and kind of reworking it for her own use, I like that. I like the concept of the song. But the way it's carried out, the execution, not as much. I was actually so surprised that you liked it so much. I didn't know your thoughts on it. I thought you were also thinking like, oh, this is another one of those background songs. It's pretty boring. But then, no, it turned out to be your favorite song.
Yes, it was. Do you want to know my ranking?
Yeah.
I'm giving it a 9 point. Just one up you. 7.5 out of 10. So I'm 0.05 above your highest ranking.
Okay, Sarah, great, good for you.
What is your ranking?
Oh, you're like I give it a two. Everyone's gonna be like, oh, that's
A
you're just doing
two?
it for like to in spite of it. But I'll give it a three.
You gave this a three.
Yeah.
No, but there are literally like way worse songs on the album than this. How can you say a three?
I honestly don't think so. Okay, I'll give it like a 3.7.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair. That's fair. Our tastes in this album are so different. Like, I'm just in shock because we're so, like you said earlier, we're so in sync about most things. So to have us so violently be at odds with these
Yeah,
choices is just so
clashing
funny.
tastes, I
Yeah.
guess.
We've never been able to say that before.
Yeah, I feel like this is one episode where we can definitely disagree on many things.
I think it's kind of bad how in so many episodes where we're ranking stuff, we're like surprised, we're showing each other after we rank them, and it's always the same or extremely similar. So I guess it's good that we finally
Yeah.
have some contrast.
I feel like in music taste, we do differ a lot, so that makes
Yeah.
sense. And I guess overall, Sabrina's evolution to like this pop singer, I will say I loved her earlier songs where it was like, you know, in her Girl Meets World era, pre like post Disney, and then it was like Eyes Wide Open, and then like Sue Me, Skin? Yeah. I think so. And I've loved all those songs. But yeah, in Emails I Can't Send also. I feel like the whole album I found myself listening to it a lot on repeat. But then this album it just fades away. It's like a little part of her whole music career. And then yet it blows up the most. And then nobody appreciated her before these like lazy songwriting types. Like that just baffles me a little.
I love emails I can't send. Like I did like her earlier work, but emails I can't send, that was it for me. When she released it in 2022, I was like, oh my god. Love all of this. I love all of this. This album doesn't match up to emails I can't send, in my opinion, but I do like a lot of songs on it, and I like the direction it took. Like it does fit the concept, right? Short and sweet. Just a short collection of songs that are very fun. Whereas emails I can't send was a lot more
That's
angsty.
true, yeah.
So I appreciate that. But also, like, yeah. different music tastes, right? Yeah. Different music tastes.
What I will say is, we both agreed, I think, that Nonsense from Emails I Can't Send is the most similar to songs on this album.
Yeah.
And that one I dislike the most.
You don't like Nonsense?
No.
But we sang it together at karaoke.
I know, like, it's fun to sing, but I don't like it as a song. Like, I would never listen to it myself. There's a lot of songs I would sing at karaoke that I kind of don't like.
Oh, okay, that's fair. That's
yeah, fair. Because they're just so catchy and everyone knows them. And they're, like, I guess they're the only ones that others, like, people who don't know Sabrina Carpenter at the time would know. So I would, like, take the chance to sing it, but I don't like the song.
Okay, that's fair.
And so it's just the direction her music career is taking, I guess. And that's something I can't enjoy, personally.
Okay, that's fair. I'm excited to see your thoughts on whatever she does next, like, in terms of
yeah.
album, in terms of music style, in terms of lyrics.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
I don't know if you'll continue to dislike, or maybe she'll bring back some of her old...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like she's such a great vocalist.
So good.
Like,
so good.
Underrated at times. And I feel like if she makes more songs that show that, like, specifically where you can, like, I don't know, like I said, scream to the top of your lungs that, I will love them a lot.
I would like a little bit less talk singing. She doesn't do it a lot, and I think when she does, she does it well. But that's a very small thing. But yeah, this is our discussion on Emails I Can't Send. Our discussion on Short and Sweet as people who were fans. I guess before she really, really blew up for the original people.
OGs.
OGs.
Yeah.
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 Thank you for listening.